USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A longtime disgruntled city employee opened fire in a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday afternoon, killing 12 people and injuring 4 more before police fatally shot him. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer says he's stunned by the shooting.
Today is Virginia Beach's darkest hour. A senseless crime happened and imposed tremendous grief upon the people of Virginia Beach, the Commonwealth, and this country.
This woman was in the building when the shooting occurred.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in or anything.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Despite criticism, President Trump is standing by his threat to put more tariffs on goods from Mexico unless they stop the flow of immigrants heading to the U.S. Ben Goldberger is executive editor of Time magazine. He says this threatens a new trade plan the president has worked out with Mexico.
It has been both a personal fixation and a political cause, and it's something that has been bothering him. His inability to stop the flow of migrants through our border has perturbed him since he has taken office. And so now he's betting that he can essentially captivate Mexico's attention with something that otherwise seemed like a totally settled issue, a revised trade agreement with tariffs.
Mexico's president says he thinks U.S. officials have prepared to negotiate on President Trump's threat. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, testified to a House committee last week, "Our immigration system is full, and we are well beyond our capacity." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Today marks the beginning of hurricane season. John Clements reports.
This hurricane season that runs from now until November 30th, there will be 9 to 15 named storms, of which 4 to 8 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 major hurricanes, winds over 111 miles an hour. Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, tells us it's not so much the winds, but the flooding.
In the last 3 years, 83% of fatalities has been indeed the flooding. It's the inland flooding. Most, and over half of those in automobiles. Historically, storm surge. It's the water. It's the inland water that's hurting people.
I'm John Clemens.
The Democrats are focusing on the disaster relief bill. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Delivering this week's Democratic address, Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver criticizes House Republicans for holding up the disaster funding bill.
Last week, our colleagues in the Senate were able to reach an agreement with 85 senators, almost unheard of in terms of bipartisanship in these tribalistic times, voting to support the $19 billion deal that would bring relief to American communities. But unfortunately, a select few of our Republican colleagues in the House have decided to put politics over needs of the American people.
Three Republican lawmakers blocked votes to pass the bipartisan $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, most recently on Thursday. The last objection was voiced by Representative John Rose of Kentucky, who said the spending was another act of irresponsible big government. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.